Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Cat. That's C-A-T, bringing home the bacon. Cat, what's cooking?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We also can be found on many other podcast platforms. We're going to shout out two towns today, kind of in the United States. One is LaGrange, Illinois. Frank D. Cossett, who had a vision of building a quality community there in Illinois. He had been a native of Granbury, Connecticut, moved from Chicago to LaGrange, Tennessee. And of course, the Civil War came and knocked out all of his cotton farm. So he came back to Chicago and built a wholesale grocery business. And then after that, he decided to start a whole new town in honor of the previous town he was in, LaGrange. He came up with LaGrange, Illinois. Our other town, interestingly, had a different route to getting their name, Rome, Georgia. The town's name was pretty much picked out of a hat. Anyway, Rome, Georgia is named after Rome, Italy. Little great little town there in Georgia. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right, alcohol is here to stay on the back porch. And for the record, I'm not an alcoholic. An alcoholic needs a drink. I've already got one.
Yikes.
Today I'm having an old fashioned. I'm trying another one of these pre-mixed things. You got in the liquor store now. This one's by Knob Creek. It's pretty good. It's pretty good old-fashioned in a bottle. The old-fashioned drink is just one I can't get it right. I don't know why. Kat, what you sipping?
I have a lovely watermelon Cosmo. I love all flavors of fruits. I tried probably every single fruit that you have in the grocery store. But this time of year, watermelon is pretty much my favorite fruit.
It looks pretty spectacular there in the glass.
Of course, Simply has made it way easier by producing a lovely watermelon juice.
Two things were mixed together and
right.
That's it. Okay.
Well, I mean, watermelon juice. And they also started making peach juice, another option there
Simply
in the summertime.
Simply stuff is really good, especially the summertime.
Yes, it is. Yum, yum.
All right. Now, we've noticed over the last few years that women's sports has slowly been climbing up the ladder. Supposedly, 3 out of 10 sports fans in the United States say they watch more women's sports now than they did 5 years ago. Kat and I probably fit in that category. And I'm going to give a couple reasons why I think sports fans are starting to take notice of women's sports. One is men's sports are just not watchable. It's not a watchable product anymore. The NBA, it's garbage. It's freaking 3-point shooting contest. The game is gotten too tame. It's too lame.
Tame and lame.
Major League Baseball. Okay. I already told you in another podcast, it's about hair and jewelry. That's who's got the most bling on. It's pathetic. I don't have time. I got so many other things I can do than sit there and watch a boring ass baseball game. Hockey, which was my sport for years, they've ruined that. Hockey's gone from the toughest team wins to the smaller, faster team wins.
Way Florida.
Let's see, the NFL, to keep ripping on men's sports, which we do watch. But not for long. The NFL, they had to employ Taylor Swift to keep people interested in that.
Because
that shit's gotten tired and boring. And you know, again, commercials, flags out of nowhere. Let's go check the video. You know, a lot of men's professional sporting events are also fixed, by the way, in case you didn't know, FanDuel guy.
There is gambling now.
With all the betting apps out there, who didn't know that the fix would be in? So that shit's predetermined when it hits the TV. The other reason women's sports have gotten better and better through the years is, you know, take a look at the WNBA. Now, in its infancy, it was a debacle, okay? They only had a couple teams, right, in like each league, I guess. I think they're up to 12 now.
Right.
Maybe we can get one here in Richmond.
Washington's close enough.
We don't support much around here. But again, the WNBA, when it started off, I tried to watch it. It was just brick after brick. No flow to the game. And now, nowadays, it's pretty entertaining. Of course, with Caitlin.
Caitlin is blowing it up.
Caitlin Clark and, was it Angel Reese?
Right.
They're in the league now, so it's getting even more interesting. And I watch some WNBA every once in a while. The game, it's gotten way better. They get a little spicy out there.
Yes,
those
they
ladies
do.
Get a little nasty on the court. They're definitely a lot tougher than the punks in the NBA. Let's look at the world of tennis. We have Coco Gauff. She's playing great tennis right now. Even though she got bumped out of Wimbledon, it wasn't a good look. She made amends.
Some bad attitude there.
Yeah, she did a good presser afterwards, and she took the blame. So we'll let that go.
You can have times of your emotions override your game. Now, see, me being a female athlete, I got to dial it back to when women's tennis made no money. And if it wasn't for Billie Jean King and the Virginia Slims tournament, we wouldn't be even talking about
Virginia
female
Slims tournament. We're going way back now.
That's way well. Yeah, I'm going to dial it back even further. 1972, when the Title IX came about, where you had to spend exactly the amount of money on women's sports as you do men's sports. That was a big. I mean, that didn't seem like a, but that was a big thing for women's sports because.
Yeah, but they put it out there, but a lot of people didn't go by, they didn't abide by it.
Right. I mean, the last go round, some universities were complaining because they had to get rid of whole departments. University of Richmond down the road had to get rid of all their track and field in favor of lacrosse because they weren't, they needed to spend the exact amount of money for the men's or the women's.
I'm crying a tear for all the colleges
anyway,
out there.
Thank you, Billie Jean King and Virginia Slims. That's how you have tennis, women's tennis paying
you
money.
You just thanked a cigarette company.
Well,
Virginia Slims, in case you didn't know, look
from,
it up.
They are they from Richmond, Virginia.
They were,
so.
they were these little, they look like a joint with a filter on it. They, remember, they were the real little skinny cigarettes.
Well, my dad used to smoke them, so.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Damn. All right. Let's see. Let's go to the pool. We got Katie Ledecky.
Right.
She's getting ready to bust some ass in the Olympics. Maybe when this comes out, it'll already start. You know, it's blowing up a little bit. They started a professional hockey league. It sprang up here in the States this year. We'll see where it goes. The women's hockey game, it's getting there. I've watched a little bit, like, during the Olympics and stuff.
Right.
And they get a little rough. And air team's usually pretty good.
Right.
And Canada, of course.
Canada.
So we'll see where the professional hockey league goes. It might be like the WNBA. It's going to be a slow, slow, slow climb. Or it'll just fade away. You know, I'm going to bring up our women's national soccer team. Who's accomplished more than the tattooed punks on our men's squad.
Tattooed, by the way, represent America.
Look, our boys flamed out again in the Copa tournament. It just went down, what, last couple weeks? I think they just finished the final or whatever.
Right.
And you know, I know a lot of you out there could give two shits about soccer, but we actually watch it around here. We have 300 million people in the divided states of America. And we're losing to countries that have 3 million. Okay, do the math. We got a bigger, way bigger pool to pick from. And we're getting our ass handed to us on the pitch by these little countries, which I think it's great. I actually root against their men's soccer team. They are a bunch of punk bitches. That's all they are. I'm glad they lose. But, you know, when the women's soccer team takes a pitch, people pay attention.
Well, see, I dial it back to the bullshit that we used to put up with. What was it, the lingerie bowl they used to have during the Super Bowl?
Nothing wrong with that.
How sexist. Excuse me. There are actual women athletes out there trying their best versus, let me run around in a G-string. Come on, man.
Did we do a podcast about flag football?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, we did. I think I brought it up, right? Flag football was coming. Because there's a women's league, I think, or either they're letting the women play with the men. I'm not sure. No lingerie involved. Too bad. In the college arena, the women are taking over. More people watched the NCAA women's basketball final than watched the World Series last year.
Well, you have to find it on the TV first.
How does that taste, baseball? Nobody cares.
Way to go, TNT.
The college women's softball World Series has become a major event every year now. I actually watched that. Nice unis they wear. All right, look, they had 2 million plus viewers for the finals. This is the College Women's Softball World Series. And hell, NASCAR barely pulls 3.5 mil each week.
Dying
so nobody wants to. NASCAR, I'm not going to go into that horrible product. How does that taste, NASCAR? Women's softball is coming for your ass. In a couple years, they'll have more people watching that than your. We got to turn left again. And NASCAR is going to die a horrible death. Let's just get it over with. Women's volleyball. That shit is off the chain.
It is amazing. Especially, I mean, when the Olympics start the end of this month, it's going to be absolutely fabulous.
Oh, and they're going to play beach volleyball in the summer, right?
Right.
Check it out, if you know what I mean. Women's volleyball, they had 92,000 fans watch a game between Nebraska and Omaha. Okay, 92,000. Remember, volleyball was a game that we played in the backyard, mainly when there was like a keg and
family reunion.
Exactly. We were just, Granny was cooking some chicken and we were popping some tops and let's just put the net up and hit the. And now that thing is blowing up. You know, women's sports, they're no longer pushed to the background.
Well, because I think they're at times they're putting out a better product. There's more of a team atmosphere,
wow,
maybe.
Did you just read my mind?
No, because I played women's sports. It's much more for a team
atmosphere. I swear, I'm not kidding. Maybe that's why we're together. We think alike. And sometimes we don't. Women's sports.
We actually know how to use the free throw line.
Well, I tell you what, the dudes are getting better at the free throw line. The NBA is getting a little bit better of shooting the freebies. The women, they've always made those. But the women's sports, they're on ESPN now. They're on prime time. People are paying attention. As Kat just said, they seem to be a more team-oriented product.
I mean,
not just one person saying, hey, look at me. Look how great. Even the ones that are the star don't. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Maybe down the road we'll start having some divas. But right now,
Caitlin might be changing everything, but she seems to be rather down to earth sort of gal.
We'll see. I don't know. In men's sports, like I said, always want to hype up, you know, one look at me, a-hole. Look,
LeBron.
Yeah, look, boys, the girls are coming for your ass, and we like it here on the back porch. All right, let's roll right into One Tough Son of a Bitch. All right. All right, this dude's name is Stephen Pruitt, and I don't think he's all that tough.
And he's not related to me, I don't think.
This is a pretty wild story, though. This dude's 40 years old. Living in San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah, but his dad was richly from Richmond, Virginia.
Wow, you're just going to steal my thunder day long. All right, so Stephen Pruitt. All right, check it out. I know you're going to go, who cares? An American Wikipedia editor that has made over 5 million edits on Wiki and created more than 33,000 Wikipedia articles. He was named one of the 25 most important influencers on the internet by Time Magazine. Stephen Pruitt, as Katja said, he has some local connections right down the road from here where we're sitting on the back porch. His dad, Donald Pruitt, is from Richmond, Virginia. And Stephen got his Bachelor's of Art at William & Mary,
right,
which is a respected school east of here in Williamsburg, Virginia.
One of the oldest schools in this nation.
Yeah, they didn't let me in. And Wikipedia was launched by three dudes in 2001. And it's basically, you already know what it is, it's an online encyclopedia. And some of you might be asking, what's an encyclopedia? Well, back in our day, if you wanted to look something up, there was actually a set of books labeled A through Z, and that's where we got our info.
And that's any book report, any little thing you would usually, that would usually be your stopping off point.
I copied out of it all through high school, word for word. Now, we bring up Stephen Pruitt and his obsession, because it is, with Wiki, because don't we use it all the time? We do. I mean, yeah. I use Wikipedia probably every week. Hell, this podcast depends on it.
Pretty much. So it's a crucial part of this podcast.
But the Pruitt guy, even though he's probably sitting in front of his computer right now with bad posture and red eyes, he does focus on women, women artists, women composers, historical figures. His Wikipedia efforts concentrate kind of on the lesser known, obscure right. subjects. And he has contributed to addressing the gender gap on Wikipedia. And that makes Stephen Pruitt one tough son of a bitch. Did we watch anything?
We watched, and I'm sure you're going to ring in here with me, because you watched some of this. Since the soccer season ended in June, Premier League anyway, I'm sure the other leagues kind of stopped around that time too, we have been completely enjoying two different tournaments that are continuously been going since the end of June. Euro 2024 and Copa America.
Thank God they've been on, because nothing is on the television in summertime. So we had Wimbledon, we had tennis and soccer to watch, thank God.
Right. And it's, I mean, during the day, I would watch some of the Euro. And it was great, especially the beginning of it, because you had the beginning matches. Like, if you were playing Italy, you would see fans going up and smashing things, a spaghetti right in front of them. Or if you were playing France, you were taking a baguette and just crushing in front. There was just so much pageantry.
There were baguettes involved?
Yeah. There was so much pageantry going on there in the streets in Germany. Germany is pretty much where they played most of the tournaments. There was just, you know, you had the orange men from the Netherlands marching down the road, all wearing orange with orange smoke coming out.
This sounds foreign to a lot of you out here, but across the pond, soccer is king. These people are nuts about this shit. I mean, they took their vacation. Right. They bought hotel rooms. They brought the family. They're yelling, screaming, crying. The camera guy is all over the hot chicks in the stands. It's pretty good.
If nothing to watch, you know, a Scotchman being completely drunk and falling over with his kilt showing.
There's beer in the stands.
There's
sure.
beer in the stands. It's just a great show. If nothing else.
Now, and the games aren't bad. What is this Europe one called?
Euro 2024.
All right. They play that every...
It's the same every 4 years. It's okay. Like you get, you know, and if it lines up right, it's the same year as you have the
World
Olympics.
Cup. Oh, Olympics. Okay.
And then in 2 years from now, you'll have the World Cup. So it's kind of a big deal. It's, you know...
The Copa one stands for what? COPA.
Cup of America.
Oh, really?
Right. Copa.
Okay. So that's North America, South America teams.
Central America.
We don't get to play in the Europe thing, which is good because we would definitely get our ass kicked over there.
Smunch.
So we're playing Canada, Colombia, Uruguay,
Argentina,
who has Messi.
Paraguay.
And see, the reason we get bounced out of this Copa thing, even though we're like the biggest, Brazil's got some game too, is these jokers play dirty. Okay, these Latin dudes, I ain't talking shit about it. I'm telling you, if you watch the game, they will kick your ass in the shin in a minute and then go over and shake your hand and go, I'm sorry, I didn't do nothing.
No red card.
And see, our dudes are a bunch of pussies, and they don't know how to handle it. I'm telling you, these dudes, you think soccer's a game for wusses? Watch that Copa tournament. These dudes are getting down.
So if you work it out right and you don't have a job you need to, you could watch Euro during the day and then Copa in the evening and have a whole day of soccer.
Wow, don't tempt me. And like I said, camera dude at the Copa tournament was all up in the stands. There's some hot Latino chicks watching these dudes, and camera dude was all over it.
Anyway, if you want a suggestion for next 2 years, it'll be another 4 years before this will come back. And it's a preview. It'll give you a little taste of soccer right before the Olympics start. They're two great tournaments to watch.
Plus, the game goes.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop for Dodge Ram commercials and whatever this shitty crap Domino's is putting out, or Taco Bell added another piece of shit to their menu. You don't see none of that. The ball hits the field and dudes get down for 45.
Anyway, it's a suggestion. We're going to wait and watch the final this Sunday. Anyway, great thing to watch.
All right.
For our shot of the week, we're going to do the banana cream pie shot.
Oh, no.
Steve is probably just going to sip this. It's a half an ounce of banana liqueur, half ounce of cream de coco, half an ounce of vodka, and some half and half.
So that went into the shaker?
Shaker. Shake the shit out of it.
Okay. Looks like milk.
Well, not bad.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
You got to down it.
Yeah. Got to down that, baby.
It'll put a coating on your stomach. All right. What was that one called?
That one's called the banana cream pie shot.
All right. Thank you, Kat.
You're welcome.
All right. This week, we were bumpered in with band of the week called Nothing, formed in 2010 from Philadelphia, PA. Dominic Palmero is the band Nothing. Okay, currently Dominic's got Doyle Martin on guitar, Zachary Jones on drums, and Bobby Bruno from Best Coast fame is on the bass right now. Pretty cool. Nothing. They've been placed in the shoegazer category, which is fine with me because I like the stuff. Lots of effects on the guitar, obscure vocals, lots of feedback, distortion. Shoegaze is they categorize some music. It came out of Ireland and England in the late 80s with bands just kind of standing there detached from the audience and just staring at their shoes, hence the name shoegaze.
Is it a game for a shy guy? You're not going to engage with your audience?
I don't know. I mean, you had My Bloody Valentine,
right,
which everybody always mentions, which I really wasn't a fan of. Ride, which is a band I do like, Jesus and the Mary Chain, love them. Cocteau Twins, great.
Oh, I love Cocteau Twins.
Band back in the day I liked was called Hum, who kind of fit in this category. But evidently, the shoegaze thing had a resurgence a few years back. And I didn't know because, you know, when you get old, some things start slipping by you. And I kept hearing about this band called Slow Dive,
mm-hmm,
that's supposed to be such a great shoegaze band. And they helped bring the genre back. Well, I listened to about all the Slow Dive that I could stand. They're just so cliche. They just copied all the other shoegazers that came before them. So Slow Dive, you know, nothing personal. Just go away. I'm a Nothing fan. Check out the band Nothing.
Okay. They are still going. They will be this weekend at July 14th at San Fori Festival in L.A. But they're going to be making a big trip to Australia at the Ledbetter Hotel and there in Richmond, Australia.
All right. Check out Nothing wherever you get your music. I want to thank everyone for hanging out on the back porch. We will see y'all down the road.
See ya.